the Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
National Reading Month is a time for readers of all kinds to celebrate literature and its evolution over the centuries. I'm Adair Seifert, and today, Derek Moser, Director of Resource Management and Discovery at the Meyer Library at Missouri State University, offers insight into reading trends and how technology has impacted the reading community.
The way that I've observed how people consume and read books over the past several years has been somewhat of a unique kind of way of seeing things. When I first got into librarianship, Goodreads was just becoming a thing, and it was something that people were starting to utilize on a somewhat regular basis. So you would have these individuals who are avid readers that were reaching out to their friends who are just getting into reading, who were kind of making reading kind of like hip and trendy. And so you saw reading as a way to kind of get connected to your friends and kind of in the social thing. This is now something we can talk about. And that's been the case for years, right? For decades, and if not centuries, where people have discussed reading, what they're reading, their reading habits, etc. But it started because of, like, most things within our society, we have this digital aspect to it now that is starting to make things that we've done for years more visible, something that people can observe now a little bit easier than they might have just thought about in the past. And so because of that, we now have a way to see not just what people are reading, but how they're reading. And not just on Goodreads, but on tons of different platforms, on YouTube, different social media. I'm going to say resources because that's what we say in the library world. We just have all these different ways that we can see what people are reading and then how they're reading it too. Audiobooks, ebooks, printed books, articles.
He explains how technology has impacted the way people read.
Seems that technology has impacted the way that people experience literature in a myriad of ways. So you have individuals who can have these immersive experiences with literature. So we look at the trends of today and we see how reading is kind of highlighting, like a lot of digital trends do, right? Something that's gone on within society over the years is just now we can see it more. And so we can, or we can see it again, like we haven't seen it for a long time. And so, and I think that's one of the things that technology tends to do, especially when we're thinking about reading, is now we have this instance where a tradition that's been going on for years and for decades and for centuries and for millennia is now a tradition that is it's somewhat revitalized. Now we have a wider access to it, sometimes even free, depending upon how technologically savvy one is. And so I think that that is something to think about when we look at how reading has, how technology has changed reading. It's not so much as it's changed it compared to where it used to be, but it might have changed the way that we now access reading from a fiscal standpoint, how we access it from the point of view of like where we are in our specific lives. Like, whereas a student at Missouri State University 20, 30, 40 years ago might have not have had the opportunities to enjoy reading the way that it is now through this audio-enriched presentation or medium. But now, you know, can just pull it up, get something downloaded right away, or not have to download at all because it can stream and have free access to it, et cetera, in ways that they couldn't in the past.
He offers insight into how social media and digital communities influence reading trends.
Online book clubs and different platforms that really promote reading as this like social thing, a social context, have changed the way that individuals maybe that used to not be associate themselves with reading as being something that they do or something that they think is worthwhile into something that is worthwhile. Like, it's almost changed kind of the image of reading, I think, in many ways. I think that's what a lot of the online platforms have done to help really promote reading as something for yourself, something to keep you in a healthy space, to help you escape, because how many times has reading and literature been called escapism, you know, and go on that journey to a far-off world that you never could experience without this book in hand.
That was Derek Moser, Director of Resource Management and Discovery at the Meyer Library at Missouri State University. I'm Adair Seifert for the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of Strategic Communication at 417-836-6397. The Missouri State Journal is available online at ksmu.org.